Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
No, we've got to get that done tonight. Seriously. No, we've got to get that live tomorrow. So, okay, I'll work on it. Gosh, I'm so stressed. You know, I need a break. Let's turn on the news.
This just in, an entire school bus of children fell off a cliff. They all died due to the engine bursting from climate change. Also, the driver was trans.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot to attach it to the email. I know the client's ticked. I'll do it. I'm so stressed. I need to distract myself. Something.
Joe Biden fell off his Peloton today and somehow hit nuclear war codes.
Oh my. Can I wait till Monday? Can I play? Okay. Yeah. I'll work on a Sunday. Dude, I'm so stressed. My personal problems are crazy right now.
Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and Joe Rogan all set to compete in a Hunger Games style competition. The location? Epstein's Island.
Okay. What is happening? Why is Elon's body shaped like that? You know, 2020, we all thought, what a crazy year. And I guess every week it just gets crazier.
It's so great having access to every piece of information that the world is going through at any given time.
Yep. I think it's perfect. Dude, I saw the most depressing stuff. They just want us to know about it. It's like, remember growing up and be like, why are people watching the evening news? They're just like, 11 kids burned in a fire. And now we're just all watching the evening news we made fun of our parents for watching.
Yeah, those same headlines are in our pocket and in our, like, you know,
gimme, hands. Gimme, gimme.
Constantly.
Yeah, I had to learn about some poor Iowa family that a wild animal or some random person just killed them.
Wait, it was either a wild animal or a person?
Both. That person is not as an animal when you think about it. Oh, just horrible stuff. So let's have a good laugh today on the podcast. No more sad. This is where you come for fun, happy headlines.
Happy heads.
Yes.
Us too.
So enjoy the episode. Give us 5 stars. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you're in for a good one. Roll music. Let's do it.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Jake, there might be a new development in my my feelings for birds.
Oh.
So if you're a longtime listener, you know, I don't think we need the birds. I think as the legend Nick Miller calls them, they're just rats of the wind, right? They're the vermin of the clouds. We don't need them. But I tell you this, one of our smaller trees on our property is out by the porch. I peeped over and noticed a bird's nest with a few eggs in it.
Okay. That's breakfast.
And so that's what I mean. I've been having daily delicious little eggs from, I don't know what bird. No, I spend a lot of some mornings out there, and over time I've noticed, you know, the mama birds in there, and they start to, and they've hatched, and there's a little bird, and you step out and you'll hear it, and you look, and there's this little bird, like, that's a baby bird voice. Dead serious.
And you like it? You like, or what?
That's kind of cute. And then you watch the mama bird come in there. You know she's feeding her. And then I saw her. I don't know if this was like a husband or some guy trying to eat her children.
Okay.
But another bird was, she was trying to have to play a little defense. That was fun to watch. But it's been pretty cute.
You think the second bird could have been a husband? That the mama bird went, you know, and
that's how I
made
was,
a covenant bond.
That's how I was raised. Yes. If you see an animal. I remember my dog started humping things, or like, They went through premarital counseling before we did. That's how I was raised.
Every animal is monogamous, as far as I'm concerned.
Which, by the way, I did not want to do premarital counseling. I thought, hey, we're good. I'm happy. My parents, my mother was very upset about this. You're going to do it. We'll do it. And I said, well, did you do it? She goes, no. Oh, so you want me to do it because all the freaking millennials are doing it? You've been married 30 years. Why don't I just do what you do? So we did it.
And then the next part of the story, she sat you down and she goes, I've been very unhappy for 30 years.
If we had just talked this through for 2 hours with a local pastor, who knows?
Who knows what could have happened?
You'd have several more siblings.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe your dad would have a different personality. So just think about that.
Bullet dodge. But the birds are, I'll keep you all apprised. But so far, it looks like there's maybe one baby bird in there.
Just the one, huh?
I feel like I'm just seeing one.
Okay.
But
well, good for this family, for this husband and wife. Starting small, mm-hmm. One kid at a time.
I was out there, noticed it doing a little yard work, not to brag. And also what I noticed on yard work, a woman walked by, elderly woman walking a dog. And a few doors down, I heard her yell, I'm going to get my money. And I heard someone from the porch yell, anybody owe you no money? Shut up and keep walking. And then she walked by me and she kind of goes, I'm trying to keep my head down. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, their dog attacked my dog and they're going to pay.
I love when people get you involved in whatever they have going on.
It was this like old beagle. She was walking. I go, well, this is what I said. I go, he looks like a good boy. She goes, he is.
Is he married?
What did the other dog do to it? So I don't know what's happening on my street, man. I had another woman once ring my doorbell. She's like, did your Ring doorbell catch this? I had a bag of wine that when I wasn't looking, someone snagged and walked by. Did your Ring catch that? And I was like, yeah. Oh yeah, I saw it. I think it's Daniel. She's like, what are you talking about, lady?
There's a lot of info there. She just leaves out a bag of wine in the street in the middle of the summer.
Yeah. What are you walking around with? She said a bag of wine. Did she take it out of the box? It's just a bag.
She bag like, it herself?
She's like hanging it on a tree, slapping the bag, college style.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on my street.
She's using it like Hansel and Gretel style so she doesn't lose her way home. Like, yeah. I'm going to put this bag of wine here. That's how I know to take a left. Leaving alcohol everywhere. Yeah. It's amazing that people in your neighborhood owe each other money. Like, when have you ever, like, that's like a thing, that like a phrase, like, man, ew. What, does he owe you money or something? You know, it's like, no one actually owes anyone money.
It's a funny thing. She's like, I wanted to ask her, like, what's the amount? Maybe she's like, your dog attacks mine. You owe me $100. And they're like, what system is this? Mm-hmm. Sounds like that. They're probably at a standstill.
Gotcha. Yes.
Which really, I was attacked by dogs when I was 10.
Really?
I don't know if we got any money for that, but.
That's scary. Is that why you don't have a dog now?
Yes.
What did the dog do to you? The
birds. I got attacked by birds and dogs. Three dogs. I was out at the Lake Eufaula.
Okay.
Three dogs ran out of their, I don't know. She literally opened the front door and they just beeline to me and attacked me. I don't know what, in hindsight, I've come across so many dogs. Dogs don't just attack you.
No.
So I don't know what, I remember it's Thanksgiving. Maybe I had like spilled a bunch of like gravy on my pants. And they're getting my pants off me now. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know either.
That's my best guess, but just a little scrape, no worries.
A lot of miscommunication or just curiosity in life can be analyzed and really concluded by theorizing, maybe I just had gravy on my pants. You can sleep easy once you give yourself the hypothetical situation of like, maybe there's just gravy in my pants.
Yeah, if your kid's not that popular or something... Or you've just rubs, yeah, just soak his undies in gravy. And they'll give him attention.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's like, man, I've been striking out on dates recently. You think it's because I had gravy in my pants? Think she could tell?
White or brown? White or brown gravy.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the date. It's like, that's not appropriate.
White or brown?
Brown. Brown.
Smart answer.
Brown gravy. Yeah.
I remember we used to go to Luby's. It's one of these old cafeterias. Cafeterias are shutting down left and right. It's a shame. Oh. You ever been to one of these where all the old people would eat?
Mm-hmm.
You just line up.
Yeah, what was it called? Heritage Cafe, I think. Good mashed potatoes.
Oh, you mashed potatoes?
And that's it.
And Jell-O. Oh, if I mean, if soft food, it was a soft food haven.
If you can't slurp it, I don't want it.
Exactly. I mean, just so easy to get down your gullet.
Yeah, it was like I was in space when I ate there.
Right.
Everything could be consumed via straw.
Yeah, it was kind of just MREs warmed up, I think. It was great. Green Jell-O, I think, was what I went.
Dude, you ever had those things that grandmas call, they'll call it like, the word salad is in it, but it is not a salad. It's just like Jell-O.
That's what
it's tricky.
We're losing that. And our people, right? Our grandparents' generation, like, you want a salad. And it was Jell-O with bits of vegetables and Jell-O. I mean, yeah. What a collaboration.
My grandma would go nuts on the, there would be marshmallows sometimes. Like, mini marshmallows in whatever she called a salad. I was like, this is the way we should start naming things.
Yeah. The closest we got to, it's like when Nelly and Tim McGraw teamed up for a song.
Oh, sure.
It's magic. It's kind of like our grandparents' version of that was, let's put carrots, orange carrots in the orange Jell-O. And it will actually be pretty good.
That's a great reference. Nelly and Tim McGraw.
Because it's all in my head. I think about the Jell-O and Jell-O again.
That's nice.
What was your Jell-O salad?
What Nelly Tim McGraw song was it? Or
both?
No, I don't know what was in it, because normally I was like, I'm just going to have like the chocolate pie. Like, if I'm going to have a dessert, there's way better options than the Jell-O. But it was like, it was red. And some years there were pretzel sticks underneath it. Other years it was just like a gross looking, just like a goopy thing of red.
Yum.
Those are my options. But the Heritage Cafe is shut down. Same. Point being, Luby. No more cafeterias.
No more Luby's. Last time I was at Luby's, I happened to be driving by, and I saw a nonagenarian just hit the deck in the pavement.
A what?
A nonagenarian. I think that's what it's called.
Nonagenarian. It's a type of bird.
Majestic beast. old couple, one hit the deck, hit his head, poor soul.
Oh, no.
Me and my buddy ran up. We were like 18. And then the woman, I don't know, maybe in her panic, just let me just tell you this. She was in there. She wasn't having any green Jell-O. It looks like she had just a big old bowl of spinach artichoke dip.
Okay.
I saw it.
Oh, like in her mouth? Or what do you mean?
Out of her mouth.
Is this like a gravy in the pants situation?
No.
Where is the dip?
On the pavement.
Oh. Oh. Wait, yeah. So her husband falls and she's yaks?
Yeah.
It That's was a fun reaction.
Whammy. Yeah. Reaction. So we were there kind of like, and we did more, which we were certified trained lifeguards.
Yeah. Let's talk lifeguard training.
CPR check.
Yeah.
How to save a kid in the water check. You just pick him up, put him on the side.
Yeah.
And
you ever have to go get a brick?
No. For a kid who was acting up or something?
Yeah, so what you do... Well, no, it wasn't for a kid acting up. They would make us all dive down, go get a brick from the bottom of the pool, and then you would go and you would put like some kind of cement kind of texture on it, and you would put it on like this wall. And then you just do that over and over again until you had like built like kind of this like little shed. Our lifeguard teacher was kind of weird. There's another time we had to dive down for 2x4s, and then you'd bring those up, you'd dry them off, and we'd dive down for like hammers. And then we'd dive down for nails. Then we'd like dive down for sheetrock. And
am I high right now? I'm so confused.
I was trying to do a bit like he just had us doing manual labor for him.
I just in the while swimming.
Because the brick thing is true. Like that's a part of like lifeguard training. They'll have you dive down. Can you swim back up with like something heavy?
Yeah. For when this 9-pound baby is at the bottom of the pool, let's make sure you can get that.
I remember lifeguard training at camp. People were throwing up left and right. Did you ever do that?
Man, was this lifeguarding for the Navy SEALs?
No, it was just, I don't know, normal lifeguard training. Yours is pretty chill.
I don't know. There's no puking involved. We weren't at Luby's.
Did you do any, mouth to mouth?
Like on another person?
I don't know. Whoever needed saving.
We definitely not another person. Did y'all?
No, okay. I don't know. How do you practice that, though?
There's like a dummy with like a like a removable mouth guard or whatever.
Really?
To not spread germs. Yeah. And you could watch it like inflate its chest or whatever.
No way, actually. Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun. It's like
so you didn't do that? What training did you get? I'm so confused what we're talking about.
That is fun. That is cool.
You're getting bricks and stuff? I did not touch any bricks. Did practice mouth-to-mouth.
Huh. Well, maybe they give different lifeguards different training. Like, okay, there's a kid at the bottom, but he can still breathe fine. All right, all my bricks, go, go, go. And then it's like, all right, he's not breathing. All right, on my kissers, get in there.
I remember we did have to practice on each other, like the proper holds. Like you come up under the armpits and kind of, so that would get pretty intimate.
Okay.
So to ease the tension, I would just whisper, "Daddy's gotcha."
That's nice.
To my classmates. And that would kind of, yeah, comic relief.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I was on the women's basketball practice squad team in college. And just speaking of uncomfortable positions, everything was fine. Everything was cool. Really enjoyed it. Did it for 4 years.
Did you want a man situation?
No, I dressed as a man. They knew I was a man. That they asked me to be there. There were like five of us guys who scrimmaged them.
Aged well.
Only time it was pretty uncomfortable and I did not enjoy it was the... Because normally we just scrimmage and it was just fun. But every now and then they'd have us do drills with them. And one day they were working on the girls blocking out. They needed to block out better. And so I don't know why they didn't just block out each other. Like, all right, guys, you shoot a shot and go as hard as you can to try and get an offensive rebound. And so one of two things would happen. One, the girl would not block out very hard. And now it just feels like we're at the Hakkasan in Vegas and she's just grinding on me. Like, I don't like how this feels. You know, she's just putting her butt on me.
Yeah.
Or two, they are coming at me like a freight train. And as a guy, I feel like there's a little bit of respect. I don't care what sport you're in, but it's like you don't go for the gonads.
There is some respect. Even if you're the guy who really goes all out against a girl in a female sport, they're just like... You can only treat them so equally in that you can't just run them over like you would a guy.
Well, I mean, even just like my area was just so vulnerable. Just a girl just blocking me out by blocking me out. Yeah, dude. I was like, I mean, I was covering up. I was like shielding my body. I was like, can I go home? Yeah. This hurts.
Ah!
Quit. I'm not going to go for any more offensive rebounds.
I'm not doing it.
And then to kind of ease the tension, when she blocked me out, I said, "Daddy's gotcha." And then I did get to go home after that because I was fired. So
funny.
Yeah, works better in a pool, I guess.
Great minds think alike. I was when I was like in sixth grade, I would practice with my coach. Also coached like in competitive like a 10th, 11th grade girls team. So we would scrimmage against each other.
Cool.
And they're definitely a little better than us. Quite an age gap. But yeah, we got these beast girls. I was like 12 years old. I could barely talk to a girl, let alone I'm supposed to D-er up.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Close out on one? I can't close on one.
Well said. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, pull up from three? I can't pull one.
I can't pull one. Check in the game? I can't even check in on her.
They're not checking me out.
They're not checking me out. Shoot my shot? How?
I will pass. I will pass to someone else better looking. Let them shoot their shot. Yeah. A lot of similarities here. It's great. Yeah,
it was a weird way to learn. But it was fun. And then have you ever been that guy in dodgeball? Camp or something, and you happen to be the guy that the ball got a little sailed on you and you just nearly took a girl's head off? It's a bad feeling.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose. You can't go too hard against them, and it's like, okay, calm down. But then they get you out, and it's like, wow, you couldn't even get out against, you know, get her.
Years
out.
Ago, I did a co-ed, like, intramural thing in the city, co-ed basketball, and there's this one game where a girl, like, you tell she's competitive, and she played a little bit. She had no problem just putting her shoulder into you.
Mm-hmm.
And she started scoring a little bit, and then your pride kicks in. You're like, initially, you're like, I'm not gonna like get physical with this woman. I don't know. And then she scores a few times. Like, all right, I guess I'm about to beef up to this girl. She's not about to score a few points. So then I'm playing. We're like getting physical with this woman. It was a crazy feeling.
You know, what'd be great is you get to the point. I mean, the most beta move you could do is like take a charge on a girl. Just drives in. That would be incredible. We're going the other way.
Yeah.
Clapping her face.
I'm proud of you as a woman for taking... I'm taking charge. Which I... Not in that way.
That would be great. Just get so fired up. Like, hey, next time I'm going to take a charge on her. She needs to learn.
She needs to learn.
She needs to learn.
You know what? Women can't just run all over us men.
Stand our ground. Yeah, it was fun. I had a good time doing it. The girls were always... They would usually beat us if it was like a half court game. Like if they could run their plays and run their sets, they would usually do all right. But if it was like full court, we could like run up and down. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was a good time.
Talk trash.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Smart.
I felt very comfortable saying anything at all. So yeah, I definitely felt, you know, comfortable enough to talk trash to the woman literally from the Amazon. Yeah. It was no problem.
We've got new tour dates, like we said, treykeenan.com/tour. Go get them very soon. I had a nice month or two off, but I got back on stage over the weekend. Had a great time. Went up, did a couple 15-minute sets. I don't know if anyone was there. I don't know if any recties were there. Say hey if you did. DM me. But we made a couple fans there, but had a great time. First set went great, and the second set, the show was, the crowd was a little flat. It's never a good sign when you come out and you're just like, hey, are you excited for tonight? And they just make no noise. Like, this is like the only guaranteed time you're supposed to like say something.
Yeah, that really resets the barometer of how the night's going to go. If they're not even cheering for that, then it's like, how am I supposed to make them laugh? They don't even clap when I say clap, basically.
Mm-hmm. I felt like so the show bombed a little bit. I felt like when I walked out, there's a guy at the bar getting a drink. He goes, hey, man, really funny stuff. And it felt like maybe a pity one where he's like, I know no one just laughed.
Oh, no.
Maybe it wasn't that.
It was after.
There were some people laughing. There was not very many people in the room. But the first show was a lot of fun. You just never know sometimes. There's like a huge table of college kids, which, dude, I don't know about you. When I was younger, I feel like it's a very popular thing to watch stand up and just be like, I mean, I could funnier than this guy.
Yeah, that's why I haven't read the comments on any of my special.
I'm so embarrassed to look back. Like 16-year-old me, dude, I thought I was funnier than every comedian out there.
Yeah.
This is funny.
Yeah, you haven't been humbled yet. Most people come pretty confident.
I've said this before. I think if everyone was required to go and do a 3-minute set at an open mic, stand up comedy would be like the most popular form of entertainment in the country. I think that.
That's a good point.
It's hard to wrap your head around until you do it and you're like, wow, that's actually really impressive what he's doing. Because it looks easy, especially when you watch the big time guys.
It just looks like they're just talking.
They're just kind of talking like, I've made friends laugh before.
This is what I do on game night.
That's any comedian's like worst thing when you're, you know, people are like, I don't know, but maybe I feel like he could do it too. You're like telling about your stand-up, which you've spent how many hours trying mm-hmm. to do. And they're like, well, he could do it. He says funny stuff sometimes.
And you got to meet my buddy Chet. Yeah. He is so funny. Do you guys need an opener?
Yeah, I think, I mean, has he done before? No, but he's like over a cocktail, he's made us laugh a lot.
Yeah, like we're in a group text with him and like we're always like ha-haing his messages, you know? Mm-hmm. Like he's one of those guys.
Like shout out Accenture when I bombed doing my... what's the word I'm looking for? Virtual stand-up act.
Yeah.
They were trying to like, our CEO, he is so funny. Yeah. You've got to like work him into your material.
Oh, easy.
Which I didn't do.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I love that the guy still told you funny stuff. Was it like a, hey man, hey, funny stuff tonight? It was like, hey, funny stuff.
Get him next time. No, it seemed very genuine. I'm probably being cynical. No, what's the word? Has a fan ever come up to you and be like, I don't want to tell you this, but like, I said, maybe, have you ever thought about like joking like this or that? And they give you a suggestion. You're actually like, that wasn't bad. And it's really a frustrating.
It's actually a good suggestion.
Dang it, that actually wasn't like the worst suggestion. Definitely don't do that to a comedian ever again, but it wasn't bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. I had a lot of people come up to me and say, like, you know what my favorite part of the night was? And I'm always like excited, like, oh, cool, like specific feedback. This is great. And then they will tell me one of the jokes that you said. And I was like, well, that was me. Or like, honestly, just as many times they would tell me something like, I can't believe you're from Maine. I was like, well, that was Lucas. So,
well, it makes you feel any better. People are idiots in other ways too. Somebody at least want a show, I think, would be like, but by the way, we're really here for Jake. And I'd be like, well, he's performing, so I'm glad you're here.
People are so bold sometimes. They see you as this like celebrity status. Yeah. Like, oh, he's invincible. We could say anything.
This will be a cheeky thing to say. Yeah, it's like crushing me deep down. Jake, you're off the show. People like you more than me.
Yeah, I don't know why people say stuff like that.
I know. I feel like the response, they never get what I want. I think they want me to like get kind of like razz them back. I'm just like, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I asked him to be a part of the show.
He is here. I see why you would be here if you like him. You've definitely bought the meet and greets for me. You get that, right? I think some people generally piss, like, where's Jake? I'm like, what? In what description?
Yeah, where did you come up with the idea? He's like, not my name right is nowhere. Now. My face is nowhere. Like, but maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be in the most expensive tickets. Yeah. That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah. But it got me really excited to get back on stage. I was kind of enjoying my break. I was a little nervous. I was kind of like, I don't know, but it's going to be fun. So get your tickets.
It is going to be fun. It's great. And it's nice to know that we have so much more under our belt compared to the last time we went out to comedy clubs and we're just out there just so nervous. Like this truly could go terribly, right.
At least we have a clue what's happening now.
Yeah.
Which is a great feeling.
Oh, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. Be back in the comedy clubs again. I'm sure we'll get a handful of ones that like don't have air conditioning or something.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, your hotel room is next to the ice chest, so bring a blanket.
The green room is just like, it's literally in the freezer. Like, bring a jacket. The green room doubles as a freezer.
And don't touch the meats hanging from the ceiling. We got to serve those.
They're fresh. Don't tell them. I love doing comedy clubs during COVID. And we'd have some of these comedy clubs, you have to like walk through the dirty kitchen to get there. And
oh, yeah.
Everyone mask required, and you just walk by the workers slaving over a meal, just no mask.
Oh, like, I mean, borderline sweating into the soup. It's like, I guess that's okay.
Oh,
I love the feeling of your feet sticking to the floor in those kitchens too. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Oh,
just gross. I loved the local comics getting like one of our names wrong into the microphone, not like privately, but like, hey, just want to make sure it's Jake Triplett. Got it. Give a big round of applause for Drake coming to the stage. Almost. Drake. Almost. I'm excited for that to happen again.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited for the comedy clubs once again to freak out when we say, hey, we brought a computer. Whoa. Okay. Couldn't use that. No one told us.
We'd like
up
to show a video.
Okay.
So yeah, if I go to any of my friends' houses in the country, they know how to show a video. Have you guys figured that out yet? They're like, do you have it on a DVD? No, I don't have a DVD. Dude, I went to, I had to get this like scan for some like nothing thing on my body.
Okay.
And she's like, we're sending this to your doctor. It's like, a scan on I have shoulder problems or something. She's like, we'll send it to the doctor, but do you also want a copy? I'm burning the DVD right now.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, you pop it in your computer and use it. I'm like, computers don't even come on a computer anymore.
I would get a new doctor right then and there. You're using DVDs?
And she was like too nice. I was like, no, I'm good. She's like, are you sure? It's already.
No, seriously. It's
like, you know what? Katie, cancel that reservation. Yes, I want it. We're going to pop this thing on tonight. I'm going to track down a Blu-ray player.
Yeah, I don't even know where you go. You try to get lucky at a thrift store, I guess.
We're going to look at this massive gray and white matter that I can't
you can even read. Yeah, Rachel last week texted me and said, hey, quick question, do you have any stamps I could borrow? And I said, for as long as you know me. don't ever ask me if I have stamps. Okay. Stamps. For the rest of my life, just know now. Just,
am I 97 years old?
Let me get ahead of it right now. I will never have stamps. Okay. So don't ask.
Oh, check.
Told you checkbook.
Some old man checked the pool at the studio. He's like, check only. Old school. Get it upgrade. Finally, I was at the golfing range and the cart girl finally had a capability to swipe my card.
Oh my gosh.
I've been to too many where they're like, what, do you want a Bud Light? It'd be $3. Sure. She's like, could you read off your card number to me? I'm going to write it on a piece of paper. I'm like, what? Do I need to order like a square thing for you? I think it's $39.99. You're just running a whole golf course.
I've lost 2 credit cards in the last 3 months because they say, we're going to have to run this at the pro shop. Just come get it when you're done. You know, one thing not on my mind after I've played 4 hours of golf is running back up to get a credit card. Or what happened this weekend is I actually pay in cash. I'm trying to speed things along. And she's like, all right, it's $375 or something like that. And I was like, all right, here's a $5. She's like, ooh, I don't have any change. I was like, guess I'm tipping you $125.
All right. Smart.
Good for you.
Pretty crafty.
Another old timey thing or whatever. This isn't as bad as stamps, but I was on the phone with my mom on the way here. And because I'm about to go out to like Arizona, Utah this week, but I'm going to see her tomorrow night. And she was like, do you need any camping gear or anything? Or not even camping, just like hiking gear. I was like, no, I first of all, hiking boots are a sham. You can hike in Nikes just fine. And she's like, what about like a Camelback? Or like, ooh, I do have some hiking poles. And I said, I'm going to stop you right there. I will have to be, you know, in a Stephen Hawking-like state before I use poles to walk around.
Just pull a neighborhood jaunt.
I'm 30 years old. I can't walk without a pole. What does my mom think my like athletic state is?
You gotta get those arms pumping too, man.
No, I can walk on my. That's gonna be my boomer thing. I'm not using poles to walk.
These kids and their poles. That's great.
I did say yes to the Camelback though. I'm excited about that Camelback.
Dude, I wish that was more acceptable. I just wear one all the time, man.
I would be so much more hydrated if it was connected to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about that. I was afraid of like going viral or something, but I was like, if I Camelbacked this plane ride and I just stuck it in my mouth the whole time, no mask. And I debated that, but I thought I might upset people, which I don't need to do.
So I
didn't do it.
Okay. Could have gone viral though. If the views ever get low on the channel, just go do that.
Yeah.
I sat next to a woman on a plane about a year ago who had a breathing tube in, and she didn't have to wear a mask. And because I'm good at small talk, I don't know if I've told the story before on the podcast, but I asked her, what's the breathing tube for? Just something light, just making conversation. Mm-hmm. And
how much time you got left?
So what's kind of a ETA, if you know what I mean? Arrival to heaven. Much time. Use poles when you walk.
Is this your last flight or where are we headed?
Yeah. If we hit turbulence, are you going to be scared or is it like, ah, it's happening anyway?
Kind of thing. I want to make sure I'm being a good passenger to you.
But I said, what's the breathing tube for? And dude, no joke. She had to look down at her wrist. And she wasn't, this woman's not crazy old, all right? I'm not making fun of a 100-year-old woman. She had to look down at her wrist because engraved into this like kind of bracelet thing was like a list of her like problems.
Oh, yeah, it was like hospital bracelet things. We're like,
yeah,
we're taking this person to hospital so much. We might as well tattoo it on him. Like, look at the forearm.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before.
Fibromyalgia.
Yeah, so now every time this woman looks at her wrist, she's like, oh yeah, it's 7:30 and I have cystic fibrosis. She just gets reminded every time. Or
PM.
Like if we just had our problems on our wrist. Just walking around. Mm. Not very punctual. Yeah, I got that last time I went to the hospital. Yeah. I went for a checkup and it came out and said tardy often.
Super high cholesterol.
And gossips behind his friend's back. Okay, I feel like I went it. Yeah. I was expecting like medical issues.
Slept on couch last night. Wife unhappy.
Hasn't apologized yet. Like updates by the minute. Yeah, I love the idea of just your ailments on your wrist.
Spends 20 hours a week researching fantasy football. Yeah. Take a look.
Nice woman, though. That's great. You know what this was? I did tell this story on the podcast, I think, because this is the same woman who woke me up and asked me how long my arms were. This is the same woman. How long are your arms?
Those arms. If I die, how high can you lift me up towards heaven? Because we're close, I've heard. Well, hope she's well. Those arms are normal length.
Yeah, I'd say proportionate.
They say the camera adds 10 inches.
How's that?
Getcha.
Dude, I had another boomer golf interaction. I told you about one off the pod. This is separate. This is not even the one I already told you about, but I'm playing I'm on hole three, and it's high noon, and the heat index is, I don't know, how high does it go? 95? Or no, sorry, I'm going to say the UV index. UV index is 11 or 12 or something. And so I'm like, I cannot be out here. I mean, look at my, now you show me my arms again. Look at just how white and translucent my skin is. Yeah. And so I was like, I've got sunscreen in the car. And so I was like, this could be kind of annoying, but let's backtrack really quickly. I got to get the sunscreen. And so I tell the group behind us, I'm like, hey, sorry, I'm going to the car real quick. You guys go ahead and play, whatever. I even explained to them the sunscreen. I'm like, I don't know why. I drive away and I'm making fun of myself. I'm like, why did I tell them all that information? I'm an idiot. You know, SPF 50, you'd be surprised. You still have to reapply with SPF 50. I don't know.
What you guys are doing. The UV index, you guys checked the UV index, right? I don't think I've looked at the UV index once in my life. I've never even heard of such a thing.
You have good complexion. People like Derek and I need to know the UV index. Oh,
we're double digits today.
People out there know. You know, you got to check. It's high noon. Yeah, it's up to 11 or 12. You're like, we're on the equator right now, basically. So I'm making fun of myself. And I'm like, I don't know why I said all that much. I just tend to over-communicate sometimes. We get back. We resume where we're at. You know, maybe 4 minutes later. It was so quick. And we play another hole or two. And then a marshal comes up. And I'm kind of joking. What did we do wrong this time? He stops. He's like, young man, look. You can't just be driving around my golf course doing whatever you want. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, the group behind you called and complained and told us that you skipped them. And I was like, yeah, I just left something in my car and just went and got it really quickly and just picked up right where I left off. And he's like, well, you see, the thing is that when you drive past them, they don't know what's going on. They don't know what you're doing. And I was like, I'm playing golf. What do you mean? What are the options here? I have a golf club in my hand, and every few hundred yards,
some long-armed freak just driving laps around the course is what I'm getting told.
And it's
he's just screaming UV index 12, UV index 12.
He won't stop
driving all over the course. You gotta understand, people are confused.
I thought he was saying four. He was talking about the UV index yesterday morning was a four, and he didn't need it. It was very confusing, and so I was like, okay. And he's like, and so we just don't know what you're doing. And the group behind you, and he was even cursing at me. He goes, they didn't know what the bleep you were doing. And I was like, okay, this is
what the bleep are you doing?
And this is so extreme. And I was like, I mean, do I need to go? I was like, so whenever I, and I got kind of a little snarky with him too. I was like, so if I ever forget something in my car, do I need to go around to every hole and tell every golfer what I forgot and how long it'll be? He's like, no, I'm not saying that. Just the groups, they don't know what's going on when you drive past them. I was like, okay, but still the point. And he was just like, we ask that you keep the carts in the fairways and just let the groups know if you're going to be passing them. I was like, okay, dude, what rule is this?
It just sounded like it had no resolution at all.
No, it was just like, okay. So
don't ever look him in the eye.
And don't
look him in the eye. That's a cardinal sin on the course.
And if I had to guess, don't bring up the 2020 election either.
Mm-hmm. Don't bring that up. If you see him playing from the senior tees, do not say the T word. We'll ban you from the course.
I just, like you said, it's every time I go out, I swear, I just can't avoid it. Man. Some old man will talk to me. It's like, I guess I'm in trouble. And the frazzle meter goes up. Now I'm frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I saw that little old man with his cart the rest of the day, I was like, I've done something wrong. And then next 3 times I saw him, just a light wave, We were doing just fine.
That's good. But I find myself just unraveling on the golf course. I nearly got I was at the golf, at the range part where people had their carts parked, and I got in the wrong cart and nearly drove off. This guy had his keys and everything in it. He's like, hold on. He's actually pretty cool about it. I was like, well, I probably deserved a good talking to you for that. So thanks for being cool.
That's pretty funny. You just drove off of someone's cart.
Oops. So we're filming more golf content next week. So I look forward to our story of surely someone will be mean to us.
Someone will call the pro shop, which I love. We didn't really talk about that. The Because you got to think about, like, okay, you're four older guys playing golf. Someone drives past you, and you are so upset by this act, this heinous act, that you're like, we gotta tell somebody.
A little tattletale?
We have to tattle.
We got a rat?
We have to call the pro shop and be like, hey, you got to get a load of this.
See,
there's men driving around to play golf.
See, yeah, they need a little... Maybe we just need to, you know what we need to do? What happens in certain, you know, you think of the mafia or the mob or some, you know, snitches, they get stitches, right?
Yeah,
The rats, they get the worst treatment. I think next time if we get tattled on, just beat them over the head with an 8-iron. Like the mob would, with probably an 8-iron.
They probably would use an 8-iron,
you know,
at all the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Good length to it.
It's got enough weight to it. It's got a nice slope on it where you could probably lacerate it without fracturing the skull.
Yeah. I think we should try and, okay, not only do we bring our, you know, we bring our cameras, we bring our golf clubs, we bring sunscreen, obviously.
Mm.
We bring a squirrel trap. And we set a few of these up the night before. And we trap some squirrels. And if anyone rats on us, we will cut the heads off the squirrels. And we will leave it in the hole. They go to... Oh, good putt. Good putt,
good
Jerry.
Good putt, Jerry.
Go get your ball. Oh, my gosh!
Ah!
Squirrel head. It's because we ratted on the young gentleman.
Just a note tied to it that said, yeah, don't rat on us. P.S. We know it's a squirrel. But they're more abundant in this area.
I mean...
It's a wooded course.
You've seen the amount of squirrels here, right?
Yeah.
You get it.
You get the metaphor. Good luck on your next tee box.
Don't call the pro... Delete the pro shop's number from your phone. I know you have it in there. It's annoying. Problem solved.
Boom. That's the plan.
I can't wait to hear the trouble we get in next week.
Oh, the views that get on YouTube. The group behind us ratted on us, so we left a dead animal head in the hole. Gone wrong.
For a whole match play, mafia style, what animal's head did we cut off? A couple titles of workshopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The older, the better. Mm-hmm. I hope they keep getting older behind us.
So you ran out to the great state of Utah.
Yeah, flying into Vegas, and then we'll kind of bebop around southern Utah, northern Arizona, see some national parks. It'll
terrific.
Be fun. Yeah. Haven't done a vacation like that in a while.
Good. That'll be fun. I've just been chilling, man. I'm excited. Getting back on stage again this weekend, and just getting geared up to hit the road again a little bit. Excited.
It's going to be very fun. You know something that's maybe podcast worthy to talk about? Last week, maybe even 2 weeks ago, we shot this very efficient afternoon at Chili's. So we went to Chili's to shoot another just like, you know, white dad at Chili's, a little TikTok. We went there, of course, also to chow down on some Cajun chicken pasta with no tomatoes, please. And then we also shot part of a video that's coming out. Maybe it's out now. Middle class flex. And yes. So it was just like, you know, kind of an MTV Cribs or like Pimp My Ride style video where it's just like the suburban guy. Like, I got a 2-car garage. It's got tons of crap in it.
Yeah.
It's a funny video like that. And so we're like, while we're at Chili's, let's get some like, you know, chain restaurant jokes or whatever. So if you guys have been at Chili's, there's a big pepper outside of it. It's like a big, you know, just it's their logo basically in the ground. And so we were like, ooh, let's get some shots outside of this. So Trey's doing some jokes, squatting by the pepper. But they're like, actually, hold on. Wait, there's people walking up. And the same time, at the same Chili's that we are going to shoot a video at this pepper, this like couple comes up and just has an entire photo shoot on the pepper. And so we're just awkward. I mean, we are 4 feet away, just kind of watching this photo shoot happen. And Trey goes, dude, the mathematical odds of this happening right now. I mean, the timing. It was like, how often are people getting
pepper pictures? We had to wait our turn.
Yeah. We find ourselves in line to shoot pepper content.
One thing I never thought we'd have to do is it's 2 p.m. on a Thursday. Let's shoot a quick TikTok at Chili's and grab some lunch. And we had to wait our turn. I mean, they're definitely like four. Like, I don't think that they definitely looked like Middle Eastern, and I think I heard them like not speaking English.
Yeah, no, I would say that's so, probably accurate.
I mean, they're probably like, oh my, look how big this pepper is. I mean, America's
unbelievable. This is nuts. Hey, you go to Chili's, what can I get for you, sir? I'll take one of those peppers I saw outside.
This is America. I don't know why they landed in the outskirts of Missouri town, but man, had to wait
it
our
was
turn.
Shocking. And to be fair, we were there first, and they kind of alpha'd us, and they got in there, and we're like, after you, sir.
We had some excellent service, though. I mean, that guy took care of us.
Yeah, the manager came and asked us how we were doing.
There's a lot of people in there. A
lot
2 p.m.
of folks.
On a Thursday? Yeah. Treating themselves.
You know what's good when your waiter's sweaty? You know he hustles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got a black t-shirt and jeans on. He is scooting around that floor. I had to check and see if he had roller brakes on.
You could smell that he like ate the food, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, totally. How he was sweating it out.
Yeah, he'd had skillet queso for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Made me feel good. I agree, man. That was a lot of fun.
That skillet queso was good, though. I don't have it enough.
Man, the Velt, we whipped out a, man, I think I'm, like, if I did 23andMe, I'd be 3% Velveeta.
Yeah.
I was raised on it. I mean, I think I went straight from formula to Velveeta. We get together for an old family weekend. It's kind of a tradition. Get that Velveeta microwaved.
That Rotel Yum. Dip. Oh, yeah.
I don't know who combined that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know who thought of that. You don't have it much anymore, but you can't get around that. It's good. Until you let it come to room temp and it turns into kind of like a Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Viscosity.
It seems like a texture that if it was in a like an above ground pool, you could walk on it.
Yeah.
If you were quick enough, if you were light enough on your feet.
Right. It's like a above ground pool with a cover on it.
Yeah.
And if you stepped on that cover, you'd kind of feel underneath like, okay.
It's like a waterbed.
Yeah. If we kind of remove this film on top, we could go swimming down here.
But we can't.
But you know.
Dude, Velveeta does harden up quick.
And it's time. Then you just re-microwave it, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
That first microwave hits different. And then you kind of start to, you see, you're like, I don't, cheese shouldn't have so many forms. Like a solid is a gas, liquid or a solid. Uh-huh. But Velveeta is like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
It's got at least six different forms.
Yeah. Velveeta takes the shape of its container. It takes the shape of the air around it.
Of the human.
Yeah, it becomes the shape of a 5'10" male.
Produces a lot of gas.
Velveeta's amazing.
Solid. It can be frozen solid like obsidian. So many forms.
Yeah. Can use it to cut diamonds. Gets hard.
Liquid gold.
Have you ever actually done 23andMe or anything like that?
I have not. Have you?
I'm not curious enough. Or I guess I'm not an ethnic enough guy to like where it'd be interesting.
Yeah. Just be like white.
Yeah, if I had a little color in me, it'd be interesting. Like, whoa, Panamanian. I thought Spanish or I don't know. But it's like any answer I get is going to be like, yeah, Polish. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't really get. It might be interesting to see. I see some people get it and they're like 18 different things. I'm like, have we mixed these countries for that long? I don't really get it.
That's a good point.
I'm like, how did. Like, I apparently. Apparently, because my grandparents got into it a little bit. Apparently, I'm part Indian, Native American.
Interesting.
That is.
Okay.
Sorry, the I word.
Got it.
And I get, you know, when did a Native American pop into the family tree? I guess it happened, but it's like, I know, I've met my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents.
And they are not Native American.
None of them had relations with a Native American. So then my great...
And their ancestry would be European. Right?
Once my mom's side's European pretty quick. Like when she gets like grandparents, great grandparents, it's all European. So I guess someone on my dad's side was, you know,
out exploring.
Lying with wolves, if you know what I mean. And I guess like my great 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 grandma might be Native American. Or,
yeah.
I don't know what the math is, but that seems. I just don't know when that would have happened.
It is fun to think about when like your great 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 grandma danced with a wolf and the wolf danced back on her.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Choctaw baby.
Nice.
Choctaw, I know. Probably baby. The truth is horrific, so I'm glad 23andMe doesn't say that. There was this many slaves in your family tree. You're like, okay,
okay.
That doesn't make me feel good.
Well, at least I don't have to wear sunscreen as often. Whew. Good. I don't have to worry about the UV index. Thanks to a couple of those Native Americans.
Own slaves?
No, because the Native Americans.
They weren't slaves. Well, I guess they were.
I don't know how it works. Okay. Native Americans going to give you a little more pigmentation.
We'll move on.
Who enslaved who? I've never heard the word.
That's good. We've moved on.
We didn't cover that. We didn't cover it. Where I grew up.
Well, yeah, that's probably sadly partially true. I didn't get the whole picture. out in history class in the portables. Did you ever have a class in a portable?
I know. I don't know what that is.
You weren't in the big leagues, man. About in the big school, they get so big, they had to bring in this basically like a trailer to go host a couple classes in.
For like the bad kids?
No, just like, we've run out of classrooms. So I had a history class and a health class out at the portable.
Oh, sounds like a big school thing.
It was just parked in the parking lot. Basically a trailer.
Air conditioned?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But, I mean, they weren't. You know, it felt like a pretty obvious ladder of like it wasn't like the best teachers who were out in the portables, you know. You kind of had this coach history teacher who sat in a trailer to teach all day, and you just kind of whatever happens out there.
Dang, so that was just like a teacher's classroom for the whole year, which is the trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That was seemed
just because what your school was just growing too fast. They just didn't have room.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or they sounds like they offered too many classes.
I think it's just the population's growing, more kids. They can't build the school. I mean, by the time when I was there, they were building a whole building dedicated to just freshmen. So I guess we were growing.
Wow.
Considerably.
How many different trailers were there?
Maybe, I remember just like three. You just walk out and there's like three lined up.
Nice. I'm imagining kind of like a blood bank thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Like you just go in and...
Wasn't fancy.
You come out and there's a Band-Aid on your elbow and you know more about health.
Remember one of the portables is when I first watched the classic movie Hot Rod.
Okay.
Blew my mind. I didn't know a movie could be so funny.
Really, I remember that. Shrek 2 was that for me.
Shrek 2?
Saw it in theaters.
Better than 1.
Yeah. When I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Rod. Wait, what class did you watch that in?
Health.
Makes sense. He falls down the cliff. You learn about health.
Mm-hmm.
Physics.
Physics, yeah. You know, hey,
be launching off the bridge.
You know, be careful, you can get injured
doing
dangerous stunts.
That's fun. I don't feel like we watched a ton of movies in high school, except for this one teacher, Mrs. Brown. She was not real bright, and she would get her classes confused a lot. You know, like, so she would come in, she's like, all right, now I can't remember, have you guys taken the test, or is that third hour? And then, of course, we just convince her, yeah, we already took it.
We took
it. But on the reverse, she would say, like, now, I can't remember, have you guys watched the movie yet? Or is that second hour? Like, no.
What movie?
Yeah. I remember last week you said that second hour loved the movie, but we never got to see it. Oh, okay. I mean, I can't keep you guys straight. We watched the same movie. I mean, like 4 weeks in a row.
It was
awesome. We just had a good crew of kids at Miss Brown's. We were all down. We didn't talk about it, but we knew what had to be done. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to watch this movie again. We're all on the same page.
That's too bad, because you have some really award-winning teachers out there, right? They care about the kids. They work hard. We're like, we need to pay the teachers more. And then you get a load of Mrs. Brown, who's getting all this and benefits. She's showing movies. She's just getting duped by 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's not giving teachers a good name.
It is tough. Yeah. It's because there are so many good teachers, but there are a good handful of just teachers who are so checked out. They've been doing it for 30 years. They don't care. They don't, you know, they're not even grading things. They're having people grade for them.
Mm-hmm. The old student teacher scam. Oh, man. I talked about this last time on the pod. The student teacher thing.
Can we just hire students to do our jobs for us and not pay them? Because that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
student editor.
Just experience.
Student writer.
Experience. Figure this out. Figure out if you love or hate this now. This is brutal. Man, I was student teachers were just like, it was like chum in the water, man. Oh, they didn't know how to handle a classroom.
I'd like to go back and be a student teacher sometime in my 50s. Like, yeah, I think about getting into education.
Just lay down the law.
And like, we're bringing in a student teacher today. The class is like, oh, yeah. And then I come in like a golf marshal. Hey, why are you guys driving? Dear, I didn't know what you were doing.
Hey,
when you
I'm a student.
Yeah.
You just teach them wrong stuff. Yeah. Civil wars between the East and the West. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know who had slaves. We're going to figure it out today, class. Yeah, all right?
We're going to figure it out. It does not affect your skin if your family had them.
Okay.
Or does it?
All that and more today.
All that and more.
We're going to do 25 and me. Right? It's a
25
test.
25 and me. If you're part Native American, I can't explain that to you. because I, you know, I knew, you knew your great grandparents, right?
My high school was the Stratford Indians, so they didn't really teach us, you know, how it worked. It's kind of assumed.
Being a teacher, I think, would be fun for like part of it. How would you deal with, as I always hear, some of the worst parts of being a teacher, you got these parents, right? You didn't do this and that. How would you handle that?
When I worked in youth ministry, the only aspect of it that I didn't like was dealing with the moms. Because the kids were great. You can give kids grace all day.
They're what were kid. Some of the complaints you got from old Karens, they call them?
It was just like crazy. Like, it was parents that cared too much. You know, it was like the way you and I grew up. It was
is
like,
my son, is he getting in heaven? Is he?
That's probably you, a good thing to care about. But
is he on you, buddy? It's on you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What about that old lady you sat next to? She gonna get the same treatment he does?
Yeah.
What's her ETA? Yeah, no, they would care. They would be like, hey, so Jaden's small group didn't meet last week, and I saw on Instagram that their leader is in the Bahamas right now. Just wondering, like, how long that vacation's gonna be, and like, if his small group even exists anymore. It's like, what? He took one. He's just gone for this week. Like, everything's, it's fine. And, like, my parents would have never cared. Like, when I was a
So, like, is he, how long is he planning on, like, hating my child internationally? I just want to get that straight.
Yeah. Yeah, just stuff like that where it's like, you just, you know, it's good that you care and love your kids, but, like, this is just so, like, meticulous and just, like.
See, what I had my first, like, legit kind of travel ball coach, 6th, 7th grade. He had a rule. He said, if you as a parent are you acting crazy in the stands, I bench your kid. He doesn't play the rest of the game. Solve that problem quick. So if you ever get back into that game, you say, hey, parents, if you have certain opinions to say, keep them to yourself. If not, I'm going to call God and I'm going to say, you know, let's put this one on hold because the parents acted up.
Yeah, the first.
There's like, they're going to stand in line at the pearly gates until you
until leave you me alone. Simmer down.
Yeah.
The first parent meeting, I'm going to show up. I'm going to have a Bible in one hand and I'm going to have the book of Satan in the other. And I say, the second I start getting more than one email a month from you guys, we're starting to learn from this book right here.
Yeah.
The book of Satan.
Yeah,
okay?
We'll do it.
We're still going to meet weekly. If anything, we're going to meet longer.
We're going to meet okay? a lot.
But the education that I give them, mm-hmm. the curriculum is going to change if you start acting crazy.
Yeah.
All right?
Start playing that mainstream music. You're going to keep emailing me.
Yeah. Do you want Toby Mac or you want Mac Miller? Okay.
Which choice is
yours?
Where do you find the book of Satan?
I don't know if that exists or if I got to know somebody. I don't even know if they have a book or if it's just kind of like you kind of worship the ground and bugs, you know? Do you have a theology?
I've never come across the book, but...
You never hear a Satanist like quoting scripture.
Right. I don't run around with Satanists either, so I don't...
Nor do I.
Never met one.
Let's get one on the pod.
Yeah.
Why not?
If we start getting emails from fans.
Hey,
guess what?
Guys,
we're getting a third co-host. You're not going to like.
I think it would be interesting.
I'm so scared. I remember growing up, there's always these rumors like there's this cult outside of the town. If you see that over under that wilderness, I don't think it was true. Like they're out there. I remember there's one thing. It was called the Philadelphia Church of God outside of where I grew up. And it was this weird, you know, it was kind of like it's a weird Satanist cult. They're not worshiping Satan in there. But it's some version of God, Christianity. But I think it's bizarre. But they have this crazy compound that feels very cultic. Kind of like around here they have that Unity.
Yeah, Unity Village. Yeah.
There's one of those where I grew up outside of Oklahoma
City. Something going on.
And I remember when we were like 16, we'd drive out there and just kind of look at it and be like, oh. You'd hear like tales of someone who would like hop the fence to like mess around in there and they're like held in their jail. Probably not true either, but it was. And then my dad would be like, oh yeah, the guy that runs that, he comes into my business.
And
he's a nice guy. he just walks in like levitating. Oil change.
can levitate, but he can't change his own oil.
Mm-hmm. They say that about the devil worshipers. Not good with cars.
I was looking. The Philadelphia Church of God is a non-Trinitarian, Sabbatarian, fundamentalist. Yeah, once you start throwing multiple Arians in there, it's not good. I mean, look at Hitler. He was all about the Arians. And look what happened to Germany. So, non-Trinitarian, Sabbatarian, fundamentalist church based in Edmond.
Non-Tarian?
non-terrarium. They don't live in non-agrarian.
Non-agrarian. You have to be 90 to be a part of it.
Non-Trinitarian. Nobody's name is Trinity in there. They're not from Trinidad. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Anyone else is welcome. Yeah, yeah. And Sabbatarian. C.C. Sabathia.
Saboteur.
They sabotage people. Uh-huh. Cool. Okay. Fun. Just don't invite anyone from Trinidad. Nice. Yeah.
Well,
Philadelphia Church of God. It's got to be confusing in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not even Philadelphia, near Philadelphia.
Bro. I know. Philadelphia. Excuse me. I don't have it. Monkeypox. Monkeypox. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. What? Here it comes. What do I need to know? Tell me about it.
I know nothing. I mean, I kind of rolled my eyes, right? I'm like, come on. Can you imagine if a year from now we're all stuck inside?
Because of
people are running around the streets shouting like monkeys. Is that what it is?
That's what mad cow disease is. So I assume that's what monkeypox is.
Monkeypox, they said, oh, it's good. I don't know, man. Surely not.
I just Googled monkeypox symptoms because I know nothing about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please.
And I'm going to read you the first sentence. Okay.
Non-agrarian.
These symptoms include single genital lesions and sores on the mouth or anus. I am putting my mask on. I will mask up for that.
Start the pandemic now. That's what COVID was missing. We just need some more brutal. They're like, oh, a little fever, cough. Yeah, I think we're fine. It's allergies. Like, hey, COVID, this new variant of COVID-19.
It's going to be messing with your butthole.
It makes your butthole close up. Like, oh, you'd shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't see a person on the sidewalk. You'd be like, just let us know when it's safe, Biden. Oh, my, I'm not risking it.
Every small business you know is going under.
China should have thought of that.
If they start touching the butthole.
When China makes another one.
Keep that in mind.
I don't know if they did. Just make something involving
the next batch.
Uranus.
The clinical symptoms are similar to those of sexually transmitted infections. So.
Ew.
Stay woke.
How horrific if that went around.
I didn't know those were the symptoms, did you? I thought it was like chicken pox or something.
Because before, it's like you had this weird anxiety when you'd be around someone in the height of the pandemic and you'd just kind of see them over there kind of going. You'd be like, keep your distance. Like monkeypox goes around. You see someone just sit down gingerly. You're like, hey.
Everything good? Cool. Yeah. You guys want to.
Do you have any Vaseline?
You guys want to stand up and watch the movie? Or?
You got it. Do you have any?
You know, you can sit down. I'll stand up.
I don't want to be rude. Do you have any sweatpants I could borrow that are like dark, so they won't stain?
Do you have
no reason?
I'm not asking for Huggies per se, but something like something with some layers to, or like a pillow.
Could
a
could
donut?
You fill up your toilet full of ice. No reason. That could get weird.
That is such a good point. Yeah, hiding the cough versus hiding your anal rash.
You should start having to really pay attention to how people walk. They're just going to start getting a wide gait.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he's got them pox.
The impox.
He's got them pox. Well, I hope everyone stays safe out there. No monkey pox. Thanks again for listening.
Gosh.
Like, subscribe. We're getting a new studio soon. We're going to ramp up the podcast. Yeah, we're very excited. So make sure you subscribe. Don't miss it. Talk to you soon. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.